talking about the week that was in professional wrestling. This is Wrestling with Fans. What is good, everyone? Welcome, to this week's edition of the Wrestling with Fans podcast. This is a pro wrestling podcast created by fans for fans from a fan's perspective. My name is Kyle. This is episode 239. For those watching on video, you can see our little ginger decided to, it's Toots time. She want to come get involved and get her nightly pet. One of the seven animals we have here around the house. But anyway, we're going to be talking about everything that went down this past week in professional wrestling. And I'm going to try to do this with a cat in my lap. So wish me luck, guys. Wish me luck. We're going to be talking about some things in AEW. We're going to talk about some things in WWE. But let's go all the way back to this past Monday Night Raw. Talking about the ratings. Haven't done that in a while. This past Monday's episode drew 1.704 million viewers on average, the highest since August 7th when it drew 1.96. The average viewership this year through 36 weeks is 1.808, so down slightly last week. Now, I fully expect this week's edition of Raw to drop a little bit more, being it's the opening of the NFL season. And you'll have a doubleheader on Monday Night Football, I believe. I think it's a doubleheader show. But you have Monday Night Football. And this is going to coincide with that low point for WWE throughout the year as they battle the NFL on Monday nights. But Raw's viewership, the first hour did 1.764. Hour 2, 1.756. Hour 3 coming in at 1.593. Losing 171,000 viewers throughout the night, which is lower than the 201,000 average viewership drop-off from first to third hour. And I say this every time I bring up the ratings, and I don't think many people consider this. The East Coast is the most populated section of the country, and as someone who gets up at 4:15 a.m. every day to go to work, I cannot stay up until 11 o'clock. To watch a pro wrestling show, even something if on Monday Night Raw is at its best, I just can't do it. And I'm sure there's a lot of other people out there that also cannot stay up super duper late to watch Monday Night Raw. But nobody really talks about that it, you know, Raw goes until 11 p.m. And I'm sure there's obviously a lot that still stay through the entire 3 hours. But there's a section of us, man, we need our sleep. And speaking of Monday Night Raw, guys, Gunther is now the longest reigning Intercontinental Champion of all time. He defeated Chad Gable in an absolute banger of a match. And he has now passed the Honky Tonk Man for the longest reigning Intercontinental Champion of all time. And I have to set the cat down before I turn into a ball of cat hair. But yeah, congrats to Gunther on that big, big accomplishment. Raw was in Charlotte, North Carolina this past week. Eric and I have already defeated Drew McIntyre and Matt Riddle in a tornado tag, which... It's 2023 and the Viking Raiders are winning matches. Like, I don't know where it's come from, but I'm just going to ride it. Even though there's the story with Drew and Riddle, I'm sure Drew's eventually going to turn on Matt Riddle. Then you had Ricochet defeating Shinsuke Nakamura. Shayna Baszler defeating Zoe Stark via submission. Raquel Rodriguez defeating Chelsea Green in a quick match. JD McDonagh over Sami Zayn. And, of course, Gunther and Chad Gable in the longest match of the night. 16 minutes and 3 seconds. And in the dark main event, the American Nightmare, Cody Rhodes, defeated Dominic Mysterio in a minute 12. In a very short dark match after everything went off the air. And then Friday Night SmackDown, I didn't get a chance to watch. I only seen some highlights. Had some things come up Friday evening. Charlotte and Shotzi defeated Bayley and Io Sky. nice to see Shotzi. I love the new look with Shotzi. I absolutely love it. Of course, I talked about it here a few weeks ago. She shaved her head due to her sister battling cancer. LA Knight defeated Austin Theory. The new tag team champions, Damian Priest and Finn Balor, defeated the Butch and Ridge Holland of the Brawling Brutes. Drew a blank there for a second. AJ defeated Jimmy Uso. And there was a couple dark matches as well. I'm really curious, since we just got SmackDown. If you watched Raw, much if you watched Payback, Cody talked about Jey Uso being the newest WWE superstar moved over to Raw. And then you had Adam Pearce talking about how there was going to be compensation for Jey Uso. So the speculation is, who is going over to Friday Night SmackDown? People are speculating it's going to be Cody, or they'll be able to finally have him on the same program as Roman so they can have their rematch at WrestleMania next year. People have talked Drew McIntyre. I'm not 100% sure. My money's on Kevin Owens. My money's on Kevin Owens because KO and Sami are no longer the tag champs. Jey can work programs and stories with Sami Zayn. What do you do with KO? I don't know if you want to feed him back to Roman again, since he was one of Roman's earliest challengers in this historic championship reign. But my money's on Kevin Owens, because I think you can do a lot with KO over on the Blue brand. So it'll be interesting to see who that compensatory pick turns out to be. And then also on Friday, earlier in the day, you had the WWE Superstar Spectacle from India. It was not televised. I thought they were going to televise the event. However, it was basically just a glorified house show over in India. Six matches on the card. Yeah, Drew McIntyre and Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn defeating Jinder Mahal and Indusheer, the team of Sangha and Veer. Then you had Natalya defeating Zoe Stark. Then you had Gunther defeating Shanky. Then you had Bron Breakker defeating Odyssey Jones. Nice to see some NXT guys. And Odyssey Jones actually got called up in the draft, but not yet to see him. Then the women's match earlier in the evening, the winner faces Ripley. So Rhea Ripley defeated Natalya in a pretty quick match. And in the main event, John Cena teamed with Seth freaking Rollins to beat Giovanni Vinci and Ludwig Kaiser of Imperium. Glorified house show. So I'm kind of glad they didn't bother to put that on the air, on the airwave. So good for that. Let's get ready to jump into some AEW news. But before we do that, let's take a quick pause for the calls. Let me just interrupt myself here for a quick moment. First off, thank you for checking out Wrestling with Fans here on YouTube. If you're enjoying what you see, make sure to leave a big old thumbs up and click that subscribe button down below. The other ways you can help support the show is to follow us across all of our other social medias. Check us out, facebook.com/WrestlingWithFans. Hulk, smash that like button to keep up to date with everything going on here with Wrestling with Fans. Or you can follow us on Instagram and TikTok at Wrestling with Fans. Check us out on the web at WrestlingWithFans.com. New audio shows go up every single Sunday at midnight. Or you can take us on the go, download us to your favorite podcast, the listening device. You can get us wherever you get your podcast fixed. Just search Wrestling with Fans Podcast. We are on all the major platforms, Apple, Google, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Stitcher. Wherever you get your podcast fixed, you can find Wrestling with Fans. Last but certainly not least, comments, questions, feedback, topics you want covered on the show, shoot me an email, wwfshow@gmail.com. Again, that's wwfshow@gmail.com. Links to everything are down in the video description and down below, so make sure you check that out. Without further ado, back to the show. All right, coming back in here. Couple quick AEW stories. You noticed CJ Perry, the hot and flexible wife of Miro, the former Lana from WWE, has made her AEW debut. And Tony Khan at the All Out Media Scrum said that Perry's deal is not a long-term guaranteed thing. I would imagine they're going to bring her in and have her work an angle with her husband Miro. See where things go. And maybe it could turn into a more long-term deal for him, or maybe just kind of a short-term thing. I guess time will tell. And then the former TBS champion Jade Cargill recently did the Women's Wrestling Talk and talked about boss Tony Khan, calling him a phenomenal boss, and says, quote, "I can literally hit him up now and he will probably hit me back up in 3 minutes." And this is a man who owns 4 companies, like a professional soccer team, Jacksonville Jaguars. He's busy. He literally comes to every show. She went on to say that she is happy being a part of AEW because of Khan. Says, quote, "He is so passionate. He loves our company. You know, there's no other place I would want to be. He doesn't look at me as a number. He looks at me like a human being. And he knows my journey and he understands my purpose in the wrestling community and what I want to achieve. And I don't think you can beat that." Jade Sett went on to say she also values being a role model as a black champion in pro wrestling, saying, quote, "It means the world. I'm here to inspire little girls and little boys that they can do anything and everything. I'm the example, and I want them to do nothing but be great and be that much better than me." So good for her. Jade taking a little break after dropping the title a couple months ago. So hopefully we'll see her back on TV here very, very soon. And then there was another story following up on the CM Punk drama, I guess you could say. I don't remember who it was from. I had it saved somewhere. But apparently the Young Bucks had been saying that had CM Punk there not been any heat for 6 months, they would have sat down to work with CM Punk. So all I kept thinking of is the memes where it says there's been blank number of days since the last incident, and it's probably always at zero when it comes to CM Punk. At one point for this week's show, I thought about fantasy booking CM Punk's WWE return, if that's the case, but I've already said I'm not looking forward to seeing CM Punk back in WWE. Would they do it? It's very possible. You know, Vince always says never say never, but I don't know if Punk would want to work with Vince McMahon again. I could see him possibly working with Triple H, with Paul Levesque, but the X factor and the whole potential will he, won't he, is the impending merger, which it is the 10th of September as I'm recording. This merger is reportedly going to be finalized September 12th. So in the next couple of days, the official TKO Entertainment UFC WWE merger will become official. And with Ari Emanuel heading up the sports and entertainment conglomerate, I don't know how he feels about CM Punk. I would be curious to know what his thoughts are on Pepsi Phil, whether or not they could want to make a play for him or what. Like, I have no idea. I would really be curious to see if anybody's done an interview recently with Ari Emanuel to see if how he feels about CM Punk, how, you know, if he has any ideas about maybe wanting to bring him into WWE. You know, Vince ultimately still will be running the WWE side of things, but, you know, he ultimately will have a boss in Ari Emanuel in TKO, just kind of like Dana White. So I'm really wondering how this is going to play out. We haven't heard the last of CM Punk. There are rumors that he is planning on doing some type of interview or podcast. It's going to be kind of a quote-unquote tell-all where he's going to tell his side of the story. And I don't see CM Punk leaving the headlines in the wrestling world for quite some time, because whenever this interview podcast, however he decides to release his side of the story, it'll be quite interesting. And until he shows up in another company, the rumors are going to keep flying. There's going to be lots of speculation, lots of rumor and innuendo about his future plans and or, you know, CM Punk to WWE confirmed. Will we ever be able to say CM Punk to WWE confirmed? I don't know. Time will tell. But I would never put it past the parties involved to make it happen just as another slap in the face of AEW. It'll be interesting. It'll be quite interesting. And some sad news, which we'll do this real quick. WWE legend Hacksaw Jim Duggan. Is he in the Hall of Fame? I don't think Hacksaw Jim Duggan's in the Hall of Fame. I'd have to look that up. I'm not sure. But Hacksaw Jim Duggan went into the hospital on Friday for an emergency surgery. His wife Deborah posted a statement saying, "Update: Jim is resting comfortably. He is on the mend and will be back on his feet soon. Thank you for your prayers, good wishes, and messages. Hacksaw's fans are awesome. Thanks to Jake the Snake Roberts and Cheryl for the beautiful flowers," with the picture of the flowers and him laying resting in his hospital bed. So, best wishes to Hacksaw Jim Duggan on a speedy recovery. Oh, he is a WWE Hall of Famer. Okay. I wasn't sure. I couldn't remember if he was a Hall of Famer or not, but he is. It would make sense. What surgery he had has not been made available. So, yeah. Best wishes and a speedy recovery to the Hacksaw for whatever ailment he was dealing with. And we'll follow that up with a feel-good story. So I had just opened X, formerly known as Twitter, and one of the first things I saw was a tweet from Mika Rotundo. Now, Mika is the daughter of IRS Mike Rotundo and the brother of Bo Dallas and Bray Wyatt, Wyndham Rotundo, brother of Taylor and Wyndham. And it was pretty cool here. She says, this is right from her Twitter, her ex. "Publicly, my family would like to thank The Rock for his kindness, condolences, and love the past 2 weeks. Like he did all people, Wyndham had a positive impact on him too. And DJ has kept our fridges and homes, yes, plural, filled with meals and groceries. Love you, Ohana." So it seems that Dwayne The Rock Johnson has been helping take care of the Rotunda family throughout this difficult time. I know The Rock has been catching a lot of flack in the last week or so due to the video of him and Oprah Winfrey asking for donations for the victims of the Maui fires. You know, The Rock, I've seen his value at $300 million. I've seen it as high as $800 million. But he is a multi-millionaire, you know, potentially closing in on being a billionaire. And then you have Oprah, whose net worth is $2.5 billion, and they're asking everyday Americans to help, where there's a lot of us that are living to paycheck to paycheck, and some that aren't even making it to the next paycheck, and they're out there, you know, peddling for money for the victims. You know, it is sad, but it's you got to read the room when you do those things, and it doesn't come off as very well when you have two mega rich, but one of the richest women in the world asking for donations. She should just open up her pocketbooks, especially since she's been buying up a lot of land in Maui. But that's a rabbit hole we're not going to go down. We'll save that for a different podcast one day, maybe. But kudos to Dwayne The Rock Johnson for helping take care of the Rotunda family throughout this difficult time. So that's really cool, really good feel good story. I was kind of hoping that it would have been out, but unfortunately it was not. But the PWI 500, the 2023 edition, is going to be dropping on the 14th, which is this coming Thursday, as you're listening. So Thursday, September 14th, we get the newest PWI 500. Now, I'm going to drop something here in the next day or two, or currently, as I'm recording, in the next day or two, predicting the top 10 of the PWI 500. So it'd be interesting to see how accurate I am. My money's still on Roman Reigns being number one, but we'll dive down that rabbit hole here at another time. Also, congrats to go out to Impact Wrestling. They just taped the Impact 1000 over this past weekend. So kudos and congrats to TNA, Impact, whatever names they've gone for, but Impact Wrestling for reaching their 1000th episode. I remember watching some of the early days of TNA after the weekly pay-per-views when they first got onto, you know, to regular television. I really enjoyed TNA back then. There's a lot of people that enjoy their product now. But yeah. Congratulations to you guys, and here's the next 1,000 episodes. I'm not going to talk spoilers. If you want to know the spoilers of the show, you can search them out in Google if you would like to, but I'm not going to give out the spoilers. And then the last news story I want to touch on is Proud and Powerful, the former LAX. So Ortiz took to Twitter the other day What a great way to find out. Years of having your back meant nothing. Good luck with your crutch. Just remember it helped you walk for the last 14 plus years. Hope your legs are good, but thank you for being honest for once. Which Santana replied, wow, first thing you said to me in 14 months, no text, no call. No, I hope your recovery has gone well, but of course, paint me to be the bad guy like you have always done. Guess you forgot about your last conversation, our last conversation about this. Either way, I'm happy. I hope and pray the same for you. So it seems there has been talk for a while of the beef between Santana and Ortiz, Proud and Powerful, and they haven't got along in a while. And they disappeared off of television, and when they came back, we're on the same team at whatever the AEW paper was, that All In, I believe it was, against the Blackpool Combat Club. People were speculating whether or not they had mended fences, but after some tweeting over this weekend, it seems that is not the case. So we'll follow up on that more if there's anything else to talk about, but that's really all I have for this week, guys. Just wanted to play a little catch up, do some new stuff, try to get back into the swing of things of this weekly podcast. So this is 2 weeks in a row again. I'm back on it. I went a couple years without missing a week, and you know, if you watched last week's or listened to last week's episode, you know, I've been very, very busy in the last couple months. So it's good to be back in the saddle, as they say. As you can see, the new studio here in our dining room. So that's all I have. So again, be on the lookout for the Predicting the PWI 500. And then also, once that releases, we'll do a separate video about that and may even include that in next week's podcast. But that's all I got, guys. Before we wrap up, let's just do one more pause for the cause. This is Wrestling with Fans. Interrupt myself here for a quick moment. First off, thank you for checking out Wrestling with Fans here on YouTube. If you're enjoying what you see, make sure to leave a big old thumbs up and click that subscribe button down below. The other ways you can help support the show is to follow us across all of our other social medias. Check us out, facebook.com/wrestlingwithfans. Hulk smash that like button to keep up to date with everything going on here with Wrestling with Fans. Or you can follow us on Instagram and TikTok at Wrestling with Fans. Check us out on the web at wrestlingwithfans.com. New audio shows go up every single Sunday at midnight. Or you can take us on the go and download us to your favorite podcast, the listening device. You can get us wherever you get your podcast fixed. Just search Wrestling with Fans Podcast. We are on all the major platforms, Apple, Google, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Stitcher. Wherever you get your podcast fix, you can find Wrestling with Fans. Last but certainly not least, comments, questions, feedback, topics you want covered on the show, shoot me an email, wwfshow@gmail.com. Again, that's wwfshow@gmail.com. Links to everything are down in the video description and down below, so make sure you check that out. Without further ado, back to the show. All right, guys, well, that is officially going to wrap up this week's episode. Thanks to everybody who checked out my comeback last week. It was really awesome. Thanks to everybody who has checked it out on audio and in video. We are now on Amazon Music. For those of you who have Amazon Music for your podcast, Spotify, all that stuff, I need to update that commercial because I think Stitcher has gone the way of the dinosaur. But guys, that's going to do it. Thank you all so much for watching. Thank you all so much for listening. Once again, my name is Kyle. We'll see you next time.